Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics.
March 21st, 1939. A song written by Irving Berlin in 1918 as a tribute by a successful immigrant to his adopted country was recorded by Kate Smith. She had introduced the song on her Thursday, November 10th, 1938 radio show, aired live the day before Armistice Day. It was a fitting tribute to its composer, who gave all royalties from the very popular and emotional song to the Boy Scouts. On March 21st, 1956, the 28th Academy Awards was celebrated at the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles. Marty won the Best Picture Oscar. The best song was
"Love is a Many Splendid Thing."
Love is a Many Splendid Thing. On March 21st, 1961,
there is a place where I can go.
The Beatles made their debut in an appearance at Liverpool's Cavern Club, where they became regulars in a matter of months. March 21st, 1964.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow.
Judy Collins made her debut at Carnegie Hall in New York City and established herself in the front rank of American balladeers. She would first hit the top 40 in 1968 with Both Sides Now, a Joni Mitchell song. Her versions of Amazing Grace and Send in the Clowns also became classics. On March 21st, 1999, everything was beautiful at the 71st Annual Academy Awards Ceremony at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles. There were beautiful people, beautiful gowns, and the beautiful words, "The Oscar goes to..." Hosting the festivities was comedian Whoopi Goldberg, who modeled the beautiful and sometimes bizarre costumes from the movies nominated in the Best Costume Design category. A beautiful lady, Gwyneth Paltrow, emotionally accepted the Best Actress Oscar for her role in Shakespeare in Love. It was a beautiful night for that film, with 13 nominations and 7 wins, including the upset win of Best Picture of the Year. The number one song on this date in 1984 was "Girls Just Want to Have Fun" by Cyndi Lauper. And that's Rewind for March 21st, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.